because I couldn't plow, so they turned me loose on the harrow, you know, and they didn't care which way I went. Mm-hmm. So they had a, I don't know the name of the thing, but it's a big old harrow, you know, we call it, it was a, I don't know, like a middle bus, clod bus, a big old harrow, wooden thing now. Mm-hmm. And I think you had something that was more, that was smaller, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm sure I'd say there were different kinds of harrow. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember, but I can kind of remember two, you know?
Uh-huh. You know when you're plowing, the trench cut by a plow, you call that the...
Well, let's see. We call it, well, the middle or the fur. Let's see what you're mm-hmm. talking about.
Yeah, you know,
fur, the middle of the fur, the uh-huh. middle. The fur is the thing that we throw over.
Uh-huh.
In the middle, yeah.
When you're plowing with two horses, would you have a name for the one that walks in the fur?
Yes, you would, but I wouldn't know that because we didn't use but one. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, mostly use one. We use two on the wagon, mm-hmm. but only we use one for plowing. Mm-hmm. So, that's why I don't know what they call it. But they did have mm-hmm. something. They had a name for it, mm-hmm. you know.
When you're plowing, yeah. what you guide the horse with is the...
Yeah, your lines, what do we call them? Lines.
Uh-huh.
All I know. Yeah,
what
lines.
About when you're riding on horseback, you guide him with the...
The reins, yeah, the reins, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
And before you can hitch your horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to do put, what?
Put the gears on it.
Okay, or another name for gear. You put the...
Well, let's see. Put the gears on him or you... Give me a hint.
Do you ever call it horn?
What you call it?
Horn.
No, I never heard of.
Harness or?
Oh yeah. Harness.
Uh-huh.
Harness, yeah. But that was kind of refined word.
Uh-huh.
Harness, you know.
Most people just said gear.
Yeah, because harness came out, you know, like I said, that's where you refine people. I mean, I think people more well versed than mm-hmm. you know.
So
I think because we usually uh-huh. refer to it as gears, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know when you have a horse hitched to a wagon that the traces come back and hook onto the
single tree.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. What about when you have two horses?
You got a double tree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the wooden piece that comes between the horses on a wagon.
Your tongue. Mm-hmm. Your tongue.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
What about with the buggy?
You got, on the buggy, you got, we had a one horse wagon too. You know, and that same thing on the buggy, you got mm-hmm.
You back them in between the.
Yeah, between those things. What you call them things? God. I can't think of the word.
Did you ever hear shat?
Shad, what is it? What you call them? Shad?
Huh?
What? Shafts? What you say?
Uh-huh. Shad? That what you used to call them?
I can't really think of what it was. I have done it a many times too,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't know what we call them. I don't guess we refer to the two things as tongues. I know we didn't know because of wagon tongue. And before we had that we had a one horse wagon with those two things.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot what we call them.
What about on the wagon wheels, the thing that, what, one wheel to the other?
The spokes or the hub, or, axle?
Uh-huh. You have the hub, then you have the spokes, and they fit into the...
The spokes fit in